Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I'm your host, and you've been hearing a lot about home equity line of credits. And home equity line of credit is basically a checkbook against your home. And the line of credits are wonderful. I love them because they enable you to access the equity, which is the same thing as cash, in your home to do a number of different things. Pay off credit card debt, finance a car, finance college, maybe do an addition on your home, maybe look to put as a down payment on another property. Gives you a lot of different flexibility. Problem is that a lot of people don't realize that these line of credits, although they are fantastically wonderful and they love them, they have a life expectancy of about typically 10 years. And at the end of the 10 years, one of two things are going to happen. It's either going to be called what happens is a balloon, which means whatever is owed is due on a certain date, and you either have to take out another line of credit to replace the one you have or come up with the cash to pay for it. Another option is that it converts into a fixed rate loan, and it's amortized either over 5, 10, or 15, or 20 years, which means you have to pay it off over that period of time. So whatever is outstanding either gets paid off in full, or you have to pay off the remaining balance over 5, 10, 15, or 20-year period of time. Now, what happens? Within about 6 months to a year, you start getting notices from the bank, little love letter saying, by the way, your line of credit's expiring. Your line of credit's expiring. It's either ballooning or it's going to convert. Do something. And they keep sending you. And most people just read it, throw it out, and wait till the last minute to do something. But the caller that we have on the phone right now, Ernesto, is going to share his experience about how he contacted us and my team and how we helped him when he received those love letters from the bank informing him his HELOC was done. And the great story is that Ernesto will share is that he shopped around and we kicked the heck out of all of our competition's rates and closing costs, as well as the bank that currently has his home equity line of credit. So, Ernesto, welcome to the Biggest Winner, buddy. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
No problem, man. So we took that home equity line of credit and converted. What was your biggest concern, and why did you originally call us? What was going through your head to finally give us a call, buddy?
Well, it was the letters that I was receiving indicating that that a note was going to be due for the note that I signed for in the mid 2000s, for exactly what you said, and I was going nowhere. I was on a slippery slope, as it was, making interest payments and not paying down on the principal at all. So I had a challenge at hand, and my wife and I talked it over, and we shopped around. We even shopped around with the bank that actually was offering us the alternative to switch over, and it just seemed costly. And I've heard your radio ads throughout all the radio stations in Chicago, as well as with billboards, and you're one of the first companies that I reached out to. The staff was great, and the transition was awesome and streamlined, and everything was as smooth as I could be expected, and really appreciate that help that your company provided.
Well, thanks, man. So what was your pay? So it wasn't like quadrupling or going up 6, 7, 8 times. It was come and due, right? They wanted their money, correct?
Oh, they wanted, yes, absolutely. Obviously, they wanted to maybe lock me into a different plan or program, and they did. They did offer an alternative, but the thing of it was is that what was staring at me was a big note coming due, which we just would not be able to overcome, and obviously the dread is losing our house.
Right,
and you have a property owner. We own a house, and we were paying down a mortgage that we were making payments on, and we fortunately paid off that mortgage, but the fear was to lose our house, our property, which
sure.
We've worked really hard to maintain. And so in talking with your associate Lynn, we got together in a very casual space, and we discussed the situation. He knew about me. He asked about my background and my wife's background, and there was interest there and a lot of assistance.
And how much different were we in terms of rates and closing costs from the competitors out there? I always say that I guarantee that our closing costs and our interest rates are lower, or I'll make a donation to one of the numerous charities that I support. But you actually went out there and did the legwork. So tell our listeners, our podcast listeners, what you found with your own research of how much lower our rates and how much lower our closing costs actually were.
Well, the closing costs were significantly lower. We were able to roll in the closing costs in with the signing of the program itself, the loan. The interest rate, in this particular case, a fixed interest rate, was much more attractive, much better, and more advantageous to us than what was being offered to us by especially the lending institution that was buying for our business as well. So we went with theirs because it was more advantageous, it was more streamlined, it was all in all friendlier.
Well, that's fantastic. A friendlier atmosphere. I got to use that in an ad. We're a lot friendlier than your local bank, according to Ernesto. That's I'm going to start throwing that in there, Ernesto. So you'll get a plug in that. How's that? Is that cool?
That's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. All right, so we're going to take a quick break here. But before we jump, Ernesto, for other people that are listening, you've heard the ads on GN. You've heard the ads on the other 8, 9, 10 stations. You've seen me on TV. I've been doing media. I've been doing advertising on the radio for 13, 14 years. You've heard countless thousands of my spots just throughout those years. Please share your thoughts with the listeners about the ads, about the content of the ads, and about how the information in the ads are actually pretty much spot on, and why they should call us instead of calling anybody else.
Well, yes, your first call should be to Pearl Mortgage. I think honesty is really the best policy in this instance, and they're very truthful. And the organization tries to position what your needs are and work with you in terms of your needs. It's a very, very positive experience, but it's also an honest experience, and that's what really drives your business and is really, really value to your company.
Well, I appreciate it, buddy. I appreciate the kind words. I appreciate the business, and I'm glad we were able to get you into a much better loan, securitized it for your family, so it was one less thing to worry about, and you could go back to doing what you're doing, which is providing for your family and living comfortably in that house. So I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity, my friend.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.